Questions 24 and 25. Paul Galvin, a founder of Motorola, never intended to be anything more than a successful small businessman, but learned that failures can become growth experiences which ultimately lead to success. He experienced several early business failures before his ultimate success. Those failures helped him develop the ability to invite helpful ideas from his employees. In the course of running his business, Paul Galvin managed to convince his associates that he did not consider himself arrogant. They soon learned that they could go to him and say, "Paul, your decision yesterday was wrong." If the new facts they supplied stood the test of his inspection, he would accept their analysis. Some recall his words, "Tell the fellows we're changing. My decision yesterday was wrong." He pursued good, clear thinking and did not stand on his position or office because he was not too arrogant or proud to back down or accept other ideas. Results were what he was after. Paul Galvin often said, "Follow the right decisions regardless of when or how or by whom these decisions were arrived at." Here was a man who was particularly impatient with those who could not admit their own mistakes. This might sound like strange advice in our competitive world. What happens to people who act this way? It might surprise you. They are admired, and they move ahead.